where the passion is.
Finish him.
2-0.
Where the laughter is. And sometimes, even the tears too. Let's go where we feel safe enough to share our opinions.
And send tweets.
Where we do that embarrassing little dance to our favorite song. Let's go home, where the love, the care, and the joy live.
There's no place like home. Connect your home to super fast internet with affordable data bundles from MTN Home. Visit broadband.mtn.com.gh or your My MTN app to sign up today. MTN.
Good afternoon, Ghana. It's 12 o'clock. Time to reach for mobile water. Mobile water, unique in every way.
It's 71 days to the presidential and parliamentary elections. Hello, good afternoon. This is the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra, on Love 99.5 in Kumasi, and on myjoyonline.com. We are also live on all 16 regions in Ghana, on X Spaces and on Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. And coming up, Ghana Police Service categorically rejects claims that a pregnant woman was part of the 52 Democracy Hub demonstrators remanded for 2 weeks. More, as member of the legal team of the remanded demonstrators insist Gloria Louise is 4 months pregnant.
After the proceedings, I was to know that she's pregnant. Okay. And the husband has brought all the proof, so we are in the process of making sure that we go to the court for violation of her bill. She's pregnant. She's 4 months pregnant.
Meanwhile, a security and diplomacy analyst has defended the police, stating that they acted appropriately in arresting demonstrators who engaged in unlawful behavior.
Not even the angels of heaven, if they are acting as police, would allow such a thing. It is the most dangerous thing to do.
Also in this bulletin, the Volta River Authority raises concerns over demands from the independent power producers for an increase in their monthly payments under the cash waterfall mechanism, pushing the figure from $45 million to $59 million.
The money that is reserved for the IPPs in the category A, we've seen letters or recited letters that is saying that this $45 million is going to be increased or should be increased to $59.5 million.
The authority also attributes the shutdown of the Angomaso power plant just 5 months after its inauguration in Kumasi to stabilize power in the northern sector to greed and selfishness.
Then people are not being truthful and not being fair as far as the management of the pipeline is concerned. Yes, because of that, we are having challenges.
We'll also bring you the story of how thieves broke into the car of Ghanaians traveling from Accra to Dubai.
I left my passport in the car, so I don't know if that is intact. That's my biggest worry. If my passport is gone, that's probably the end of the journey for me.
Mubarak will bring us the sports.
Neil Lante Van Der Poel vows to sanitize football if appointed sports minister in 2025.
And the countdown is still on, and December 7th is fast approaching. With just 71 days more, we bring you the lighter side of the road to election day.
We feel we have been bamboozled. We have been mistreated. Electoral Commission has acted capriciously.
My uncle, upon hearing the news, has not spoken since morning.
You have Friday off, you have Saturday off, you have Sunday off. Every Friday is our day.
This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible journalism. Stay tuned with details with Mihana Odami. The Ghana Police Service has categorically rejected claims that a pregnant woman was part of the 52 Democracy Hub protesters remanded for 2 weeks. The woman, Gloria Vera Louise, was reportedly said to be 4 months pregnant at the time of her arrest and subsequent remand. This assertion sparked significant concern among some human rights activists and members of the public who called for the immediate release of Gloria. But the police insist she's not pregnant. So my colleague Kenneth Jesse joins me in the studio with excerpts of that police statement. Now, what did the police say concerning the woman who was reported pregnant?
Now, the police said at the time of the arrest, there was no visible indication that she was pregnant. And at no point during the arrest or subsequent interactions did a said suspect inform the police of a pregnancy. Again, there was no communication to the court of any such condition, either by herself or through her lawyers. And according to the service, she was medically examined at two different facilities and the results came out negative, suggesting that Gloria Vera Lewis is not pregnant, as claimed.
And we know there's an arrest warrant issued for one of the protesters. What's the police's position on that?
Well, the protester in question is 50-year-old Grace Asantua, who the police say was incorrectly presumed to be 68. Now, the police said at the time of her arrest, she was with a 12-year-old child. And in order not to separate the child from the woman, the child was allowed to accompany her to the police station. The police said Madame Grace Asantua was charged with the offense of exposing a child to danger by bringing her to the demonstration grounds, contrary to Section 71 of the Criminal Offences Act 1960, Act 29, but was later granted a police inquiry bail and has since not reported back to the police.
Thank you very much, Kenneth. And thankfully, we have Nelson Amedewunu, who is a member of the legal team of the remanded demonstrators. He joins us on the phone lines with more. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Now, the police says Gloria Louise is not pregnant. You are insisting she is. What is your evidence?
Hello.
Oh, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, please. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I earlier asked that the police is saying that Gloria Louise is not pregnant. You are insisting she is. Do you have any proof?
Yes, we have proof. The husband has all the proof, and he showed it to us the last time, which suggests that the lady in question is pregnant, 4 months pregnant.
The police says they have conducted 2 pregnancy tests and she is not pregnant since the time she was picked up.
It's not true. They've not conducted any test because the lady has not given her consent through her lawyers or herself to the police to conduct such a test.
Okay. So, sorry, are you adding something to that? But then we know also that the 50-year-old Grace Asantua was charged with the offense of exposing a child to danger by her bringing her to the demonstration grounds. What's your take on that as well?
Charging an elderly lady who is immobile, who is being assisted by her granddaughter to perform her normal duties. How can you charge such an elderly lady? This is inhumane. You can actually see the persecution here. Because an elderly lady, we all know that this is a lady who cannot walk. So if the granddaughter is assisting her to walk and perform any civic duty, how can you be claiming that such person is exposing the child to danger?
You believe she wasn't?
She has not.
Okay.
Just like all the others who are innocently being persecuted.
Well, the police is still handling that issue. Let's go back to Gloria, because you earlier said that she did not give her consent for the police to conduct this particular examination. But we are told by the police that she actually chose the second hospital where the pregnancy test was conducted. Do you know that?
No.
You don't know that. So then how do you continue to say that she's pregnant when you don't have all this proof on your table?
Yes, because we have information from the husband. He suggests that they have not conducted any test.
So then why don't you also have this pregnancy test just to get the proof right? Because everything you are saying is by word of mouth from her husband, isn't it?
We have the pregnancy test and we are going to publish it we are in the process of sending it to the court. So I'm not sure that she has not given us the consent to publish it. So we are sending things to the court to get the bail conditions value.
that pregnancy test you have, that result you have, was prior to the demonstration. Do you have any new one after the demonstration?
No, because she's in custody, so we have not been able to perform any tests on her.
Thank you very much for your time. We'll come back to you again should there be any further development on this particular matter. And we move on. And in a related development, the Economic Fighters League and Democracy Hub have condemned the arrest of the 52 demonstrators and are calling for their immediate release. According to both groups, the actions taken by the police and the court infringe upon the protesters' rights.
We demand that all these violations of the rights of these be thoroughly investigated and any police officers found culpable held to account. It is in the bosom of the Attorney General to discontinue this case if indeed they see the threats that we all face, if indeed the promise to uphold the dignity of the Ghanaian and to uphold the human rights and constitutional rights of all citizens is something that we must take seriously.
Meanwhile, security and diplomacy analyst Dr. Vladimir Intridanso argues some of the actions of the demonstrators were unlawful.
Not even the angels of heaven, if they are acting as police, would allow such a thing. It is the most dangerous thing to do. Now, of course, rioters always want to provoke, and it depends on how the police act. The point is this, trying to, spark a police vehicle. Who knows what you want to do with a police vehicle? Of course, from our films and things we normally see these things in U.S. films and actualities in the U.S. system. You can't do this anywhere in the world and go scot-free. That what right did that person have to enter a police vehicle and ignite it, with the hope of doing what? To be honest with you, I was appalled. I can't even believe that any good person believing in democracy, as they call themselves, democracy help. And in that, he has a democratic right to enter a police vehicle and try to use it or whatever it is. This is criminal, honestly speaking.
Dr. Vladimir Intridanso is a security and diplomacy analyst. The Volta River Authority, VRA, is raising concerns over demands from the independent power producers for an increase in their monthly payments under the cash waterfall mechanism from $45 to $59 million. The authority says the demand, if approved by government, will have serious financial implications for the authority as well as Gridco and Bui. The Public Utility Regulatory Commission has started a review of the cash waterfall mechanism to address identified challenges with payments. The National Treasury with the VRA Senior Staff Association, Jerry Nelson Netty, says the public power entities will be worse off if steps are not taken to fix the issues with the mechanism.
The major challenge in there.
I wonder how this is affecting.
It's mismanagement of the cash
waterfall mechanism
within that sector. Look, the money that is reserved for the IPPs in the category A or tier one group. We've seen letters or recited letters that is saying that this $45 million is going to be increased or should be increased to $59.5 million.
Right.
Dollars. I mean, how that in today's even exchange, foreign exchange is around 960 million Ghana cedis. ECG does not collect in a month.
But the ECG is under this mechanism, it's supposed to collect 1 billion Ghana cedis.
Yes.
So if what you are saying is it should be the yastic,
yes,
then clearly the category A will take everything.
There's nothing,
there will be nothing left for Gridco, VRA, and Bui. The reason why we are picking information, Bui, for example, Gridco, for example, find it difficult sometimes to even pay salaries on time. What is the story with VRA?
VRA is suffering same. The only relief sometimes we get is that we have, as he mentioned, Netco, where we sell power to, from the Bronga have four areas all the way to the north.
So in April this year, President Akufo-Addo commissioned the first phase of the Angomaso 1 thermal power plant in Kumasi. With a total installed capacity of 150 megawatts, the plant marked a significant milestone in government's efforts to ensure sustainable electricity supply, particularly in the Ashanti region. But 5 months on, the plant has been shut down due to inadequate supply of gas. Jerry Nelson Nete blamed that on greed and selfishness.
It's suffering same, the gas. I mean, the gas challenges that we are having. But as I told you earlier on, is supposed to work. We are supposed to have gas. It's with even the challenges that the Awomaso plant is supposed to work. But because of selfishness, because of some individuals who are within the system, if you know the kind of arrangement with a gas pipeline that is moving from the west all the way to Kumasi, you would understand what I'm saying. People are not being truthful and not being fair as far as the management of the pipeline is concerned.
Yes,
because of that, we are having challenges. Yes, without constant supply, mm-hmm. the plant will not work. It was just shut down, I think, in September 20th. Yeah. Just September 20th. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying that there is gas in the pipeline, it should work, but those who claim they operate that pipeline
have questions to answer.
Let's now hear from Member of the Mines and Energy Committee in Parliament, Edward Bauer, who says a review of the cash waterfall mechanism is crucial to save the energy sector.
If you look at the arrangement, one, ECG is not able to collect enough even to take care of the Category A players. Mm. The Category B, they don't even get anything. Now, Government of Ghana, who is supposed to augment this shortfall with their part of the contribution because of the losses of ECG and because Government of Ghana is the sole shareholder, and therefore they will have to step in when the company has a problem. And two, by virtue of the fact that Government of Ghana itself is a user of power, and therefore all the MMDAs will also need to be able to also pay for their power. And most of these companies or these agencies do not actually provide budgetary lines for energy costs. And so because of that, government is supposed to do that. Over the period, government has not been doing those things. So you see that we currently has challenged financial issues.
Well, so what is the exact review that the PRC is seeking to do? And my colleague Elton Brobe joins me with more. Can you tell us about the area of the cash waterfall mechanism that's going on the review?
So what we've picked is that PRC, they receive recommendations from all the sectors that they ask input from. And so this weekend, they will start a process to review the cash for water mechanism. And they are looking at the exchange rate discrepancies. The ECG has raised concerns regarding exchange rate disparities between the Bank of Ghana, which is used by the Commission to calculate tariff. ECG has indicated that it buys most of the dollar on open market, which rates are higher than the Bank of Ghana rate. And this creates deficit, which has to be paid for. There's also the issue of Ministry of Finance fuel payment. There's a Tier B allocation revenue disbursed to Tier B category, that's VRA, Gridco, and BUI, has been between 25 to 45% of their invoices, which cannot cover their administrative and staff costs. And there's also the Ministry of Finance intervention. So what they are looking for is to try and find answers to the adequacy and fairness of the current assumption and applying the cash waterfall mechanism. Challenges encountered in implementing the mechanism, particularly with respect to exchange rate discrepancies and revenue collection. The recommendations on improving the mechanism to ensure it remains responsive to sector demands and financial realities.
That's Elton Brobe with some pointers on what exactly the cash waterfall mechanism and the PRC is setting to review. Well, the Bank of Ghana says it has measures in place to address any shortfall in foreign outflow. Should the Cocoa Board syndicated loan fail to bring in the needed foreign exchange, Governor Dr. Ernest Addison was addressing a news conference after a monetary policy meeting. Let's hear him.
The Cocoa Board syndicated loan, as you know, normally is very critical for our fourth quarter foreign exchange inflows. So uncertainty regarding that obviously will be of concern to the Bank of Ghana. Fortunately, this year we have had this domestic gold purchasing program, which has more than compensated for our inability to raise as much resources from cocoa in the first 3 months of the year. And we are hoping that we will be able to sustain this gold purchasing program, right, to compensate for any shortfalls in outflows from cocoa.
The Monetary Policy Committee of the Bank of Ghana has meanwhile reduced the policy rate by 200 basis points from 29% to 27%. Now to our election headquarters.
Election Headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants. German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, and Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging the gap for positive youth development.
Residents of the Ablekuma North constituency have gathered at the Dakuman Kokompe Spare Parts Market in anticipation of the visit by NDC flag bearer John Dramani Mahama. He is expected to visit three constituencies in the Greater Accra region today as part of his tour ahead of the December elections. And my colleague Maxwell Agbagba is on the ground for us and joins us live. Maxwell, what exactly can you tell us from where you are?
Well, Hannah, the NDC presidential candidates arrived here at the rally ground, making the sign of the eight indicated his position on the ballot paper. Now, when he was addressing the crowd, he said that the NPP says it is going to break the eight. Now, he says he's holding on to the eight, and he's been asking how the NPP will break the eight when he is holding on to the eight. Key among the issues he's been talking about is about the depreciation of the city against the dollar. And he's been announcing some interventions that he says a future NDC government will put in place to help the spare parts dealers here who have been complaining about the issue, Anna.
What about the sellers? What have they been telling you?
Well, the key issue that came up here is about the high cost of doing business at the Sema port, which some of them say has compelled them to use the port in Togo. John Mahama has been addressing that, and he says they have many interventions in place that the future NDC government will roll out if it is voted into power.
Thank you very much, Maxwell Agbagba, who brings us more in subsequent bulletins. You're still listening to the Midday News with me, Hannah Odame. We'll be back shortly.
Are you ready to get way more chances to win with Betway? Every single day, you have the key to unlock 5 free spins on Mega Money Wheel, where you stand to win a massive 1 million Ghana Cedis jackpot. All you need to do is to log in and take your spin. Exclusive to Betway. Terms and conditions apply. Regulated by the Gaming Commission of Ghana. Bet the responsible way. Betway. Get way more.
Budgets are tight and money difficult to come by. You want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricants. Drive to a Petrosol station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricants, and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity.
The luckiest
stars, everyone to us.
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah. The luckiest
stars, everyone to us.
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah.
Doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers.
Go.
The luckiest
stars, everyone to us.
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah. The luckiest
stars, everyone to us.
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah.
Doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers.
Stars, everyone to us.
You could be the luckiest.
Yeah, welcome back to the Midday News, and Mubarak brings us sports.
Yes, Anna, so former Sports Minister Nelante van der Poel has declared his intention to sanitize football if reappointed in 2025. He believes the sport has declined and that a radical approach is needed to bring about improvement.
If I become the Minister of Sports in 2025, I will sanitize sports, GF. I will sanitize football once again. I'm not happy with what we're doing.
there are so many things wrong with our football. And unless we take bold steps to sanitize the system and take decisions that will inure to the benefit of the people who are doing football and the footballers, and not businessmen and Shylocks, football will not grow. The people who play the game, the people who invest their time, their money in football should enjoy football. I've been a footballer before. I've been a sportsman before. I will fight against anybody who desire to exploit any sportsman.
Are you suggesting that the current system is exploiting sportsmen?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, former Sports Minister Neil Antivandapoy, that's your sports.
Thank you very much. Now the countdown is on. The race to the Jubilee House is getting heated, but not without some humor. Prince Kwame Kuduga chronicles some of the light moments on the campaign trail.
Last week, the Electoral Commission released a list of political parties and independent candidates who are qualified to be on the ballot paper for the December 7th election. But how did disqualified aspirants receive the news? Here's flag bearer of the People's National Convention, Bernard Mona.
Somebody who was driving a VIP bus, upon hearing the news, you know what happened?
You tell
he
me.
He skipped the road. What? And almost caused a calamity for all of us in this nation. As I speak to you, my uncle, upon hearing the news, has not spoken since morning.
The Progressive People's Party, PPP, also did not take this lightly. Nanau Furio Usu is the national chairman of the party.
We feel we have been bamboozled. We have been mistreated. The Electoral Commission has acted unlike how they have been set up to act. And they have used their powers capriciously. We are definitely going to court, my brother. And I guarantee you, we will be on the ballot for this election in 2024.
Right after the balloting at the Electoral Commission, political parties began marketing the positions with songs and slogans. For the NPP, Dennis Miracles Abuaje is Director of Communication for Dr. Baumia's campaign.
Oh, yeah, number one, oh. Oh, yeah, number one, oh. To Abama, no. You understand? So I mean, it's very simple and straightforward. When God puts you ahead of the rest, he makes sure that he protects you.
But the NDC had a swift response. Mustafa Gbande is a deputy general secretary.
The first shall be the last. The builder build in vain if God hasn't built. And that the number 8 means that the 8 stops right where it is today. The 8 shall not be broken. The MPP will not break the 8. And that 8 stops at the number John Dramani Mahama. He will start the mantle. That 8 will be a weapon to liberate the people of Ghana. That 8 will be an instrument God will use to liberate the suffering righteous Ghanaians.
The campaigns have seen a lot of promises from all sides, but independent presidential candidate Jochum Brahima seemed to have a super promise.
I'm coming up with a four-day work week. Monday, Thursday, we work. And Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we are off. What I call work and happiness. So you have Friday off, you have Saturday off, you have Sunday off. And also, we can bank all the holidays to Friday, if need be. So every Friday is our day.
We're just 71 days to the general elections. And as the various campaigns crisscross the country, we will continue to share with you these live moments. It is not all heated on the grounds. Prince Kwame Kuduga's report for Joy News.
And moving on, thieves have broken into one of the cars of Wanderlust Ghana, a group of philanthropists and tourists currently traveling by road from Accra to Dubai. The incident happened on Thursday in Krefeld, Germany. The burglars made away with some valuables, including the passport of a team member. The team has since reported the incident to the German police. In a Facebook post on Friday, one of the team members, Kwame Pipra, said the development could affect the participation of the team member on the epic journey.
We are in Krefeld in Germany. Just got news that our car has been broken into in the parking garage. The Tacoma has been broken into. Now I'm going to the car to see what's been stolen. Fortunately, I was so tired today, I left my passport in the car. So I don't know if that is intact. That's my biggest worry. If my passport is gone, this will probably end up the end of the journey for me. But we see. Interesting that this is the first place you go since this incident. Anyway.
So let's take you to the Kumasi Mall in the Ashanti region, where the Akan edition of the National Dialogue on Defending Media Freedom is currently underway. The session, led by our colleagues on the Adom platform, caters to journalists and stakeholders in the southern zone of the country in preparation for the December 7 election. The first edition, held in Accra exactly a month ago, was spearheaded by the Joy Brands. This is the second and final edition, aimed at ensuring a safer environment for journalists, especially as they head to the field to report on election day. We will speak to our correspondent on the ground in subsequent bulletins. But for now, let's hear from Jackie. She's here, Hannah, with what's up in the trends.
Yes. So, Hannah, number one trending is the hashtag Free the Citizens. That's on the back of the protesters who are arrested. But then there's a section of Ghanaians who have been sharing their thoughts on the protesters being remanded. And